Did you know that most business owners spend more than 70% of their time on busy work instead of strategy? If this is you, this is kind of what your day looks like. Your calendar's packed, but your business still feels stuck. In this episode, I'm going to show you why productivity hacks on their own don't work, the hidden costs of what a chaotic schedule is doing to your business, and the exact shifts my clients use to reclaim 5 to 10 hours a week without losing revenue. If you're ready to step out of operator mode and into the calm, confident leadership, then this one's for you. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the CEO Amplify podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Episode 117 already. And for that, I want to say a big, big thank you. Thank you for coming along on this ride with me and popping these in your earbuds or whatever you do each and every week and having a listening to these episodes. It means a lot to me. All right, so I want to dive into this episode and help you reclaim your CEO time. So before we do that, I want you to picture this image. Your calendar is completely full. Every square is blocked. Client calls, admin tasks, team messages, even late night catch-up work. On paper, it looks like success. But behind the scenes, you're exhausted. You're not scaling. You're just spinning. And that was me when I first started my business. I thought being fully booked meant that I was winning, right? I wore busy like a badge of honor. But in reality, I wasn't the CEO of my business. I was the admin, the assistant, the marketing team, and the janitor rolled into one. And one night, after rescheduling a client call at like 10 p.m. for the third time in a week, it hit me. I was building a mansion on a cracked foundation. I could keep adding rooms, more clients, more offers, more marketing, but eventually the whole thing was going to wobble. And maybe you felt that too. You've got the ideas, you've got the vision, you know you're capable of scaling, but your time, that's been hijacked. So take a second. When was the last time you felt fully in control of your week, instead of scrambling to catch up? If you're nodding along right now, this episode is going to give you the clarity and the confidence to take back control. So let's talk about what's really going on when your calendar is jammed to the brim and why it's quietly costing you growth. So on the surface, a packed schedule looks like momentum, but in reality, it's often the biggest red flag that your business is running you instead of the other way around. And here's why. Burnout erodes leadership. So a recent report said that 77% of entrepreneurs experience burnout. 77%, that's a whopping high number. and nearly half say it directly impacts their revenue. When you're stretched thin, you're not thinking strategically. You're just reacting to the next fire, the next ping, the next thing on the list. Another reason is that growth stalls. Research shows most business owners spend less than 20% of their time on strategy. That means the big ideas, the new offers, the scaling opportunities, the partnerships, that'll get shoved to the back burner. And then what about personal sacrifices? Yes, those start to pile up. Missing family dinners, no time for your own health or exercise, that feeling that you're always behind. The freedom you built this business for starts to slip away slowly and slowly. And then there's hidden revenue leaks. Stanford found that productivity drops sharply after 50 hours a week. So those late night laptop sessions, they're not actually adding profit. They're draining it. So I want you to take a pause. I want you to go look at your own week. Which of these is showing up for you right now? I remember one client I worked with. She had a brilliant new program idea that could transform her business model. But for 6 months, it sat untouched. Why? Because her days were jammed with calls, messages, and admin tasks. But when we freed up just 5 hours a week, she launched that new offer within a quarter and added recurring monthly revenue to her business. That's what a chaotic schedule costs you. The oxygen for ideas that could change everything. So let me ask you, is your calendar showing growth or is it showing chaos? And when things feel chaotic, I know what most of us do next. We go hunting for quick fixes, right? And this is exactly what I'm going to dive into, why productivity hacks don't work. So when we hit that state of overwhelm, our first instinct naturally is to go search for an answer, search for a quick fix. Maybe it's a new app, maybe it's a fancy planner, maybe it's time blocking, maybe it's color-coded Asana boards. And for a while, these things, they feel like a relief. You get that little dopamine hit. Oh, good, look at my organized calendar. But here's the truth. Those tools only manage tasks. They don't fix the underlying problem. Think about all the tools that you have tried. Did they actually buy back your time? Or did they just shuffle it around a little bit? I like to think of it like this. It's like trying to mop the kitchen floor while the faucet is still running. So the floor looks better for a moment, right? Because you mopped up the water. But until you turn off the tap that's running water onto the floor, you're going to be stuck cleaning up that water continuously instead of solving the real issue. And then there's decision fatigue. The science here, my friends, is fascinating. Research shows the more small reactive decisions you make in a day, the more your brain power deteriorates. And this is regardless of how experienced you are. So that's why you feel mentally fried by noon before you've even touched your strategic work. So let me ask you, think about this. How many decisions did you make today before you even sat down at your desk? Inbox replies, Slack messages, Canva tweaks, tiny choices that add up and rob you of the energy you need for the big calls. One client I had worked with, when she came to me, she had tried everything. Asana, ClickUp, Notion, 3 different planners, but she was still drowning. The problem wasn't her tools. It was that she was organizing tasks that shouldn't have been on her plate in the first place. So once we clarified her CEO priorities, her workload was cut by 30%, and no new app or planner was required. So how much of your effort right now is about managing chaos instead of eliminating it? Now, if you're thinking, oh, this is me, my whole day is about managing chaos, I want you to know there's good news. This is where everything changes, and this is exactly what happens when you work with me. When clients come to me, they're usually drowning in the day-to-day. And this is where the transformation happens. Reclaiming your CEO time isn't about squeezing more into your day. It's about making sure the hours you work actually reflect your role as the leader of the business. So what does that look like? Well, first, it's the CEO time leak audit. We map exactly where your hours are going. Most business owners are shocked to find that 70 to 80% of their week was really filled with tasks that they could either delegate or automate. I remember one client described it as finally seeing where the energy leaks were hiding. So where do you think your biggest leaks are hiding? Admin, client work, team interruptions? Step two is the CEO score method, and this is my framework for separating growth-driving activities from maintenance tasks. Growth looks like strategy, sales, partnerships. Maintenance is about inbox management, rescheduling calls, tinkering with Canva. Again, most business owners are spending 80% of their time keeping the lights on instead of driving growth. And this method, the CEO score, flips that upside down on its head. Step three is strategic rhythm system. We design recurring daily, weekly, and quarterly check-ins that protect your white space. They elevate your decision-making and keep you from sliding back into operator mode. And step four, the CEO accountability loop. Because let's be honest, change doesn't stick without accountability. You need someone to hold up the mirror and to help you course correct when you slip back into those old habits. And finally, CEO Power Hour. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me talk about these many times, but we build in CEO Power Hour into your schedule. Blocks of protected time for vision, strategy, and leadership. And these become the anchors of your week. So imagine blocking just 1 hour this week for nothing but strategy. What could you move forward? This process shifts your calendar from being a list of other people's demands to a reflection of your vision. Each of these steps isn't theory. It's the process I take my clients through to make sure their calendar reflects their vision, not just everyone else's demands. So pause for a second and imagine this. Beginning of your week, and you're actually seeing white space, breathing room. And it's not because you forgot something. It's because you designed it that way. And when you reclaim that time, the impact ripples out. Not just in your business, but in your life. So the first thing that clients notice when they work with me on this isn't in a spreadsheet. I do love spreadsheets, but that's not what they see. It's what they feel when they look at their calendar. They've got white space, breathing room, a guilt-free walk in the middle of the day, a strategy day once a week, evenings where the laptop closes before dinner. They see clarity. The fog lifts. You know what matters most, and you stop waking up wondering, what should I do today? Because your plan is already mapped to your growth goals. One client told me it felt like she had finally had windshield wipers for her brain. That's what clarity does. They see confidence. You stop apologizing for boundaries. You delegate with ease. You trust yourself as the CEO. And lastly, control. Instead of living in your inbox, you're leading with intention. Your mornings start with your goals, not with Slack pings. Your afternoons are spent on growth, not chasing invoices. So which one of these could change the way you feel as a leader right now? Which one would change the way you feel the most right now? As this shift ripples into your life, you have time for family dinners. You have more rest, more energy. One client even booked her first weekday lunch date with her husband in years after we reclaimed her CEO time. Think about it. If you had 5 to 10 hours back this week, would you spend it on your business, on yourself, on your family, on your friends? I know those of you listening, if we could be face to face right now, you might be saying to me, but Donna, even when change feels necessary, there's always that voice that says, yeah, but I don't think. And I know it's not easy. You might be thinking, I don't have time to add anything else right now. But do you know what the irony is? The longer you wait, the more time you lose. Clients typically reclaim 5 to 10 hours a week in the first month. That's not adding to your plate, that's clearing it. And you might be thinking, but I should be able to figure this out myself. Like, I'm a smart, intelligent woman. Why do I need help with this? And it's true, you are smart. You've built an incredible business. But leadership isn't about doing everything alone. Even Fortune 500 CEOs have coaches and consultants. Not because they're not good enough, but because clarity comes faster when you're not carrying it all yourself. So ask yourself honestly, has doing it all alone really worked? Or has it just kept you stuck longer? Or you might be thinking, I'm not sure that I can really justify the investment. So I want to flip that around. Every hour lost to busy work is an hour not spent on revenue-driving strategy. One client I worked with saved around $2,000 a month by simply optimizing her onboarding flow. The cost of staying stuck is far higher than the investment in fixing it. So I'm going to turn it back to you. What's the real cost of not changing? And what's costing you more right now? The price of support or the price of delay? So if you're ready to keep running on a treadmill, or if you're finally ready to grab the steering wheel, your business won't hand you more time. You have to claim it. When you reclaim your CEO time, you're not just clearing your calendar. You're stepping into leadership. You're creating space for vision, for growth, and for the life you actually want. So if you're ready to stop being the bottleneck and start leading with clarity and calm, then I'd love to help. Go ahead and book a private one-on-one consulting session with me. The link's in the show notes. So you can stop being the bottleneck and start leading with clarity. Together, we'll uncover the time leaks, clarify your CEO priorities, and design a schedule that reflects your role as the leader, not the operator. One strategic decision could change how you spend every week moving forward. Because you didn't start this business to work longer hours than you were working in your 9-to-5, right? You started it for freedom, and it's time to reclaim it. So I hope you'll go to the show notes, click that link, and I want to see you on that private call. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.